This is the tomb of the Albiz family. An inscription carved into the stone gives us a very precise date, 1450. It commemorates Peris de Albiz, a vassal of the king, and thanks to this text, we know that we are looking at a work from the late Middle Ages. Inside the tomb, the carved figures of a husband and wife can be seen, shown lying in repose. Directly opposite, three coats of arms belonging to the Mugica family can be seen, connected to this burial. The ensemble is completed by a small image of St. Peter. With the exception of the head, this figure closely resembles another sculpture located on the left jamb of the church's main doorway. For that reason, it is believed that both may have been made by the same artist and created at the same time. But this tomb stands out not only for its age or its decoration. Its location at the head of the left aisle reveals the importance of the Albiz family in Biscay. Although for centuries it was common to bury the dead inside churches, not everyone was given such a visible and prominent place. Everything suggests that this family contributed financially to the construction of the church, which would explain this privilege. It is also worth remembering that this church served as a necropolis until well into the 19th century. Beneath this floor lie the remains of generations of people from Guernica. This tomb, therefore, is not only the grave of one family, it is also an echo of a funerary custom that formed part of the town's life for centuries.